For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for Todd Cochran. Coming up, rid your car of its winter grime. Best Android launchers, best Android tablets, Google Pixel 2 versus iPhone X multitasking, and Sprint has a new unlimited plan for seniors. I want to welcome you to episode 1283 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, May 17th. The show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the longtime listeners and welcome new listeners to the podcast. If you are a new listener to this podcast, we want to like you to visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the show. And you can do so by going on to geeknewscentral.com. On the website, on the right-hand side, you'll see you can subscribe to Apple Podcasts on Android, email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, RSS feed, also on Spotify. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can click on the more subscribe options, and that will get you taken care of on how to do that, on how to subscribe to a podcast. Further down on the website, you can subscribe to our newsletter. The newsletter contains all the links that we talk about on the podcast. I would also like you to visit geeknewscentral.com daily to read all the great content that the GNC writing team has got published up. A lot of great stuff that's going on in the world of tech. If you want to reach me via email, my email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com. pa@geeknewscentral.com. I'm not on Twitter, but you can definitely follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook. Just search for my name. My first name is spelled K-I-R-K. My last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. Now you can watch the show on Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV. If you have an Amazon Echo, Google Home, or Cortana device, you can say the keyword of your choosing on those devices, and I don't want to set anyone's devices off, but just say okay, the keyword, and then play the podcast Geek News Central. You can also listen on Stitcher or on blueberry.com. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by the GNC team, The New Media Show with Todd and Rob Greenlee, and also Podcast Legends. This show would not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy, who is the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that's at GoDaddy. Now, if you want to get get a website, a blog, anything you can think of maintaining a presence online, you can do so on GoDaddy.com. And Todd has various products and codes that will save you a lot of money, save you a good portion of money, for example, you can save 30% on new product purchases. You can get .com for 99 cents newer transfer, $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain, or a 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of business your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. So use these codes, share them with your friends and family, people that you know. It supports Tide, his bills, insurance, gas in the car, mortgage, everything that's going on, all the bills that's got to get paid. So by supporting the sponsor, you help Tide out. So it's a win-win. So check it out at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Also, wanted to give you a heads up as well that if you want to join us on our Slack channel, you can do so. You can send an email to geeknews@gmail.com. I always forget about Slack. Every time everything else I do fine, but I keep missing about inviting everyone to Slack. I keep doing that. I keep skipping that part. Oh boy. Everything else I'm fine with the intro. Everything else is fine. But when it comes to Slack, inviting people to come onto our Slack channel to chat, and I welcome everyone to chat. Let me let people know. Say, look, you got to say Slack up front. So, so if you wish to chat with us, with the Ohana, please do so. you can send an email to Todd at geeknews@gmail.com, and we'll get you into the Slack channel. Speaking with chatting with us and or me, you can also go to geeknews.chat. A lot of the folks are on Geek News Central on that chat. I just put out a toot instead of a tweet. I put a toot out that I am that I'm working on a show prep and I'm recording the episode right now. So so if you wish to join us on the chat room or chat at geeknews.chat, please do so. The more, the merrier. So as I mentioned at the top, I'm filling in for Todd. He is away with his Raw Voice / Blueberry team and looking at the Geek News, the chat. He said that he's on his way shortly to determine how to conquer the mainstream media with podcasting and build a plan for the next 12 months of podcast domination. So I wish... I wish everything goes okay and great success for the Raw Voice Blueberry team going forward. They're still going strong. So hopefully it'll be great to find out what's going to happen next with Raw Voice Blueberry, the products and services they offer. So he's down there. Actually, he's down there now as we speak. And I'll be filling in for this episode, and I will be filling in on Monday, this upcoming Monday, which would be if I look at my calendar, upcoming Monday, which would I believe it is the 21st. So I'll be with you on Monday's episode, and he will be back with you live at 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time on Thursday the 24th, and he did mention that he'll be on vacation, which he deserves vacation. The man deserves vacation, so he's going away on vacation later on next month, and I will be filling in for him while he's away on vacation. So, all right, so I'll be filling in now. So I appreciate everybody's giving me kudos and welcoming me with open arms and positive emails. I got a lot of good emails from folks about what's been going on with me, and great advice from people. So I really appreciate it. Everyone's been very appreciative and kind. So you all are awesome. So I really, 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 really do appreciate it. And this is weird because Todd is in Hawaii, beautiful weather, warm summer, warm breezes and everything. And here in New Jersey, where I live in Hamilton, New Jersey on the East Coast, winter sucks. I mean, it's been nuts. It's been snow, raining, the whole gambit. It's been raining the past couple days. And it's I'm sick of the rain. Winter, I'm glad. I'm welcoming summer with open arms. And interesting segue into in what's going on in the world of tech. Rid your car of its winter grime with I'm going to probably mispronounce its name. Miguar's discounted cleaning kits. And there is a deal on classic on wash and wax kits. There is a code that will be I'll have the link up on the show notes on how to get your car clean and shiny. And again, I to be honest, I'm definitely done with the weather. Definitely want the rain. Definitely done with the rainy weather. So it's a good way segue to what's going on with me and living in the East Coast, because it's been gray and sunny skies are going to be coming. Okay, all right. Next up, now when you're driving, I see people driving and they have their phone and their smartphone in their hands. It's dangerous. You have to be focused straight on the road, you know, both hands on the wheel, pay attention to what's going on, what have you. But there are some that do it. But I think that this is really cool where they introduced where you can get a do not disturb while driving mode for any Android phone. And it works for it's an app called Driving Detective, and it works with any device running Android 4.1 or up. Setting up is easy. There's an article on lifehacker.com that'll show you how to do it. There is an update, the OS update for Android P, that will have this, but there is an app that if you don't have a there is an app for this, so it's on any Android phone. So it's called Driving Detective, and the link will be in the show notes. T-Mobile had a plan for an unlimited plan for seniors. Now Sprint is now having a new unlimited plan for seniors 55 and older, where you can get two lines of unlimited everything for $35 a line. One line with Sprint Unlimited 55 plus costs $50 a month, but you can add a second one for just $20 a month, resulting in a overall per line cost of $35 each, with auto pay turned on. So there is a catch to it. For that price, you're getting everything that comes with Sprint's regular unlimited plans, including unlimited talk, text, and data. Videos are streamed in DVD quality up to 480p. Music can be streamed at a max of 500 kilobits. Cloud games are capped at 2 megabits, and your unlimited mobile hotspot speeds are limited to 3G. So if you know of a senior that's looking to get a smartphone at a good rate, this might be an option for you. Now we all have, majority of our audience or some of our audience are cord cutters. I love Netflix. I have Hulu, Amazon Prime. There is an article up on Android Central about Netflix, everything you needed to know about Netflix, HDR, mobile previews, different plans that are available. T-Mobile has a plan, the standard plan that you can get for free if you're with T-Mobile. They have recently updated their app. You can also, which is surprising, because back in the day, when I originally purchased Netflix, you can rent DVDs. Well, you can still rent physical DVDs. So there is a guide on AndroidCentral.com about everything about Netflix from soup to nuts. Next up, now I have what I use for listening to podcasts and reading books and watching movies like Netflix, etc. I have a Kindle 10 tablet. Now on AndroidCentral.com, there has been a lot of articles that I found with Android Central, but no, it's coincidental, maybe not, but on Android Central they have a buyer's guide on the best Android tablets in 2018. They have from best overall, best smaller tablet, best on the budget, best for enthusiasts. And they range from the Samsung Galaxy Tab S2, the S3. They all mentioned the Amazon Fire HD 10, and they have a list along. They have a list of all the best tablets out there. For me, my personal choice is the Amazon tablet, the Fire tablet. That's mine. I like it a lot. I've been using it for quite some time. What was interesting when I saw this article, and I didn't know about this, rogue ads. I didn't know there was rogue ads on Android. But on AndroidPolice.com, there is a really good article on how to spot rogue ads, ranging from full screen ads, notification ads, web ads from a web browser on Chrome, different types of browsers from Firefox, etc. To be honest, I really didn't know about this. This is news to me, and I'm going to look into a little more about it. And I recommend it too on how to spot these rogue ads and how to get rid of them. Basically. Next up, Apple Music has over 50 million users. Wow. Tim Cook made his comments this week in an interview with Bloomberg Television and said that the 50 million number includes users with paid subscription and free trials. In April, Variety reported that Apple Music had 40 million paid subscribers in 115 countries, with 8 million people signed up for free trials of the company's online music streaming service. And I mentioned in the last podcast that I guest hosted that about different music streaming players and what have you. I use Amazon Music as my primary go-to for music, for streaming music. And I know that listeners mentioned to me what they use, but this is kind of surprising. I mean, Apple's a huge player in the music music streaming space. So good on Apple. We'll see what they're looking to. And I talked about in the last episode. I guest hosted it with Spotify. They're running neck and neck between Spotify and Apple Music. So, you know, more to come to see what's going to happen next with Apple. May take Spotify or vice versa. Spotify may take Spotify. We'll see what happens going forward. All right, so I recently upgraded my phone. I've been a big Motorola smartphone for many, many, many years. I had Droid X. I had the Motorola Pure Edition, Moto X for several years, and it's time for a new one. So, to my wife's chagrin, I need a new one. I purchased a Google Pixel 2, and I love it. It's snappy. The processor is fantastic. The camera is superb. I love it. I give it like two big enthusiastic thumbs up. I wanted to get the Google Pixel 2 XL, but it was a little more costly. So I went with the Google Pixel 2. But now I just found great deal where you can pick up a refurbished original Pixel for as little as $200. These prices are only good for today. I'm recording at 8 o'clock in the evening today, so I'll have a link in the show notes. I highly recommend it. So it's a good deal for $200, and it's at there's a link on the link in the show notes. And when you go onto the link, there's a website called Woot, and it'll direct you to the page where they're selling the unfurbished Google Pixel, and it'll be in the show notes. So, all right. All right, next up, speaking of Apple, Apple is now introducing he announced that the company is bringing its Everyone Can Code curricula for the Swift programming language to schools across the country that serves students who are deaf and blind. That's really cool. He tweeted, because when we say everyone can code, we mean everyone. The announcement came Thursday in conjunction with the 7th Global Accessibility Awareness Day, the purpose of which is to get everyone talking, thinking about learning about digital, web, software, mobile, etc., access, inclusion, and people with different disabilities. That's fantastic. That's really cool. And they said they will, throughout the end of this month, Apple says will be holding accessibility-related events and customer sessions at its retail stores. That's awesome. So it's a great to get kids interested in coding, and it's open to everyone, including to students who are deaf and blind. That's awesome, fantastic. All right, now Todd mentioned in his on Monday's episode about phone carriers selling your real time location, and when I saw this, my jaw hit the floor. I was like, wow. There's a website that linked real-time location of most U.S. cell phones to almost anyone. Location Smart, as the service is known, identifies location of phones connected to AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, or Verizon, often to an accuracy of only a few hundred yards. There's a report on from Brian Krebs, where he claimed, well, reporter Brian Krebs, who mentioned, while the apparently this is a, it was from a security news site, Krebs on Security, and Brian Krebs is the reporter. Krebs reported that a demo tool on the Location Smart website can be used just about anyone to superstitiously track the real-time whereabouts of just about anyone else. And this is when I saw this article, and it's on Ars Technica, which really, basically, it just like blew my mind. First, you have phone carriers selling data, and now this website is, now we're finding out that it's broke earlier this evening. That there's this bug in this website, which is mind-boggling. I hope it gets corrected, and this is good, because this is really, really bad that that it's going on. Next up, there's an article on 9to5Mac speaking about the Google Pixel. There's an article on 9to5mac.com about the Google Pixel 2 XL versus iPhone X multitasking, and it has a good video on the app switching, and force closing apps, quick cycling through apps. So it's you know, there's different things, the different ways of multitasking. There's a full list here. I'm not going to go through all of it. I'm not going to say, since it is a Mac website, it has some really standout things that the reporter mentioned. So it's a good read about the difference between Google Pixel 2 XL and the iPhone X. Okay. Okay. All right. Next up, now we all are concerned about going online and using our computer. And there's an article on makeuseof.com on the four internet security alerts you should never ignore. The site ahead contains malware. Two, there's a problem with this website's security certificate. Three, Windows Firewall has blocked some features of this app. And four, turn on virus protection. So this is great. There's a list here on the four things on, you know, browsing. Be very careful on in the steps to get it corrected and get it fixed. Very, very good. It's always good to be on top of things when you're browsing and online and when it comes to security. Really cool tips. Next up, Google Store now lets you return gifts. Again, something that I didn't know when I saw this. Now, there's many stores allow you to return gifts because even though you might appreciate the thought, chances are there will be times that you have no use for a gift you have received. In such cases, it's better to return it and get credit from the store you can put toward buying something you actually want. That's something you will now be able to do at the Google Store. And when you go onto the Google Store, you put in the the website, you put in the order number, the zip code, and they'll give you steps on how to get it exchanged. Awesome. Next up, there's a good article on AT&T's newly revamped streaming TV service. There is a complete guide. It's for DirecTV Now. There's a frequently asked question on about DVR, are the local broadcasts included, how do you watch, restrictions, bundles, and there's a lot here. Different plans are available. Ton of things here. It's too long to go on right now. But it'll give you a great tool on AT&T's service for DirecTV Now, and it's being really revamped. Next up, Jen from our GNC writing team has an article up about Twitter making changes. Twitter announced a new approach to how they will handle troll-like behavior that is intended to distort and detract from public conversation on Twitter, particularly in common communal areas like conversation and speech. There's an article about that and the changes that are being made. Good on Twitter. And thank you, Jen. And Jen is from our GNC writing team. Good article from her. Next up, it's another good deal out for you. You can find lost keys and phones with the Key Smart Pro for $40. Link up will be in the show notes. All right, and got it. Now, when I do my guest hosting, I usually try to find good things at the end that are out there, that are make you think, unusual, things of that nature. So this, I was always try to do one or two at the end, but I found several that are really just wow, and well, we'll let you be the judge. This is amazing. There is a solar power. This was all over online today in when I was going through the show prep. This was all over majority of the tech websites, and this is on AppleInsider.com. If you have 4,000, sorry, my window's open, and I live in Hamilton. I'm along a very busy street, so you're gonna probably hear the wind and, you know, the street activity. So that was a very loud car. Sorry. All right. So where was I? Okay. So there is the iPhone X Tesla. iPhone X Tesla. And this is a phone, a solar powered iPhone X, that's going on sale for $4,500. Smartphone, iPhone X, just think about it, $4,500, OMG. The iPhone X Tesla, and this is from the company from Caviar, it will be Caviar's first smartphone release that includes a solar panel on the back. The large solar panel on the back feeds into a dedicated battery, which can then provide charge to the iPhone X's battery with a press of the power button on the rear. This is, and I'm looking, if you're looking, and I will have the link up in the show notes on the, it's a Tesla limited edition, and Caviar is selling the, there's going to be a, 64, I'm sorry, an iPhone X Tesla with 64 gig of storage, and there'll be a 256 gig model. And this, I was, when I saw this, I had to put it in. And so if you have $4,500 for, I, you know, that's great, but. Oh my goodness, that's it's. I'm sorry, I apologize. The company is a Russian accessory producer, Caviar. That's the name of it. I apologize, I missed that. And it's selling for this is for Russia currency, 284,000 rubles, or the equivalent of $4,555. The 256 gigabyte model, 299,000 rubles, and the U.S. currency exchange, $4,805, excluding taxes and custom duties. It does say payment is only required after it has been inspected, and transaction is, quote, accompanied by personal consultant, though it doesn't clear precisely what this entails. And wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, hey, someone's going to buy it, I imagine. All right, next up, and I, when I saw this, I kind of chuckled. And this is something that, again, when I, you know, when I find stories and put them in the run through and in the show prep, it's just like it's a very, okay, you're going to hear an ice cream truck bite. Oh boy, a lot of activity going on tonight. All right, so. On Ars Technica, there is Google Alphabet has a company called Verily. Verily is it's their life science division, and they're coming out with a smart diaper that distinguishes pee from poo. And it has a patent pending plan for a wirelessly connected smart diaper that will not only alert a caregiver when there is a new event, and it says in quote event, but also analyze and identify the fresh download, i.e. is it a number one or number two? Okay, well, we all know what number one and number two is. The connected absorbent gadget will sound the alarm via a connected device and potentially an app which can catalog and keep a record of events. Okay, now, when my daughter was born, and any baby that people, I almost knocked the microphone down, when there's a diaper, if you can smell the diaper coming, if you know, 9 times out of 10, you can tell what it is. I don't think you need a sensor to put in a diaper or vice or what have you. It's when I saw this, I was like, a smart diaper. No. Why? And why would you have something like that? That's crazy. Oh my goodness. This is something that, you know, you've been like, you're thinking yourself, why? And it's a good idea, but But this goes along the line of why or is it a good idea? You be the judge. I think I have the question. I'm leaning towards why. I'm leaning towards why. All right. Jeez. Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's funny. All right. And finally, this is too much fun. We all know about there's a lot of different types of robots. Todd had on his podcast, you saw see the video. Obviously, we're on audio right now, so I can't show you, but or screenshots, obviously. But he showed off, and the Boston Dynamic robots. They run, they jump, you know, they do backflips, you know, really, you know, various shapes. I'm still getting over to the smart diaper. Okay, so where was I? Okay, so there's many different types of robots, shapes and sizes and colors and the like. Well, there's an article on Wired.com on the Guide to Robots, and it is a lengthy article about robots, the origin of robots, dating back, which dated back in the early, actually, there's a definition of robot. The word first appeared in 1921, but it wasn't until late 60s or to 1960s that there was a robot. And there's different types of robots. Humanoid is a tremendous, it's a great history about robots on, you know, how they do, you know, there's different businesses, manufacturing, cars, you know, the whole gambit. So it's a great read on Wired.com about the Wired Guide to Robots. Fantastic, fantastic read. All right, that is it. That is the last of what's going on in the world of tech. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, staying with me. I will be back with you again on Monday. Monday's episode, if you'd like to send me an email, love to hear from you, especially if you're like to discuss what we talked about on today's podcast, be it the smart diaper or what else is on your mind. I'd love to hear from you. Please email me at geeknewscentral.com. Excuse me, at PA@geeknewscentral.com. If I can get the my email address. See, I miss my email address. I miss Slack. I'm missing everything. I'm missing everything that's going on. Sorry. My email address is PA@geeknewscentral.com. PA@geeknewscentral.com. Thank you so much to our sponsor, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Please support the sponsor. And also another great way to support the show is geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can do so. Go on to geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can subscribe. There's different levels that you can join in on, ranging from anywhere from $2 to all the way from if I can get this to come up, and I usually have it. Okay, anywhere from $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a monthly contribution. You can do so at geeknewscentral.com/insider. There's a PayPal subscribe button if you wish to. If you wish to go that way, please do. It's thank you all to the insiders that are supporting the podcast. It means a lot to Todd and me on your support on that as well. All right, that's it. That'll wrap it up. I again Please, thanks for staying in. Thanks for tuning in to the subscribe to that. Wow. I'm getting tongue-tied at the very end. I'm so sorry. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. I will talk to you on Monday for the next episode of the Geek News Central podcast. Till then, talk to you soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.